Right now, the Free Bear and Hot Mics Report. Let's start with this. My Strange Addiction. Just an excuse for TLC to let us all be voyeurs on weirdos. There was the lady who licked her cat clean on there. There was the lady who snorted all of her food, who later admitted that she didn't really snort all of her food. She just thought it would help her meet men, which is a bold strategy.
Yeah.
There was the lady who liked to sun her taint. Y'all talked about that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple others as well. This time, well, it's what she eats.
I like to munch on it.
Oh, no.
My name's Abigail. I'm 25 years old.
No. Oh, God.
She eats cat food.
Gravy.
Yeah, so it's the wet, wet cat food. She just peeled the top off. She stuck it right up her nose. Nice big inhale.
Gravy.
Yeah, so you said there's two drops in here. I'm assuming gravy is one of them. Is the other one, I like to munch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's sticking her finger in it, which is also something you don't want to do with your food, really. It's gross. She's a gross person.
And I'm addicted to eating cat food.
Oh, gosh. She's just chowing it right out of the can.
I could taste the gravy.
That's
ew,
one.
That is so wrong.
So here we have Chicken Feast Chunky. What? Let's see.
You know they think you're stupid when there's an oboe involved.
And I'll bet in her case, it was someone playing live.
Yes, right next to her.
Wow, that's satisfying to me. That...
It would be maybe to me as well, except I know what she's opening and why. And so it's real off-putting.
Tommy, does that take you back to your Free Bear and Hot Wings birthday shake earlier?
I seriously turned all the sound off and I stopped paying attention because the moment you said cat food, I gagged.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah. Aren't you glad that wasn't in your shake?
Yeah. Honestly, it kind of has the same consistency as the cottage cheese or whatever.
Probably does.
Similar.
So. Yeah. Probably made in the same year.
At least she's somebody who gets the chunks and not pate.
Is that better?
I don't know. Yeah, imagine her sticking her finger in there and picking pieces of that up.
You think when she's like at a meeting or whatever, she takes a little bag of the hard food, like grandma used to take Cheerios to church?
Oh, yeah. Maybe she slurps down a churu.
A churu.
Like my cat does.
Maybe. All right, how about this? Nantucket on Cape Cod. We're looking at you today. Listen to this story, and we're wondering what you're doing.
New testing shows Nantucket sewer water is filled with cocaine. According to the Inquirer and Mirror, the island's cocaine markers have routinely exceeded national and regional averages. Two spikes in October and December.
There's an average for the amount of cocaine that's in the water?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, I guess there would be an average for everything that's in the water. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure they test for all.
Wouldn't you think that cocaine wouldn't show up at all?
In the ocean? Yeah, I would think, you know,
Well, it's sewer water. They're not dipping it out of the ocean, Hot Wings. In the water system on Nantucket. Yeah.
Thinking it was spilling out.
It's not like seven bales are washing up.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it is all connected. They keep showing shoreline. Stop it. Yeah. Show a sewer.
Regional averages. Two spikes in October and December reached nearly three times the national average. Nantucket's health director says the data will help provide their behavioral health partners with actionable information.
What? Those are just words.
Mm.
That'll be actionable information. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, actionable in what way?
Like to get the cocaine out of the water?
It's the sewer.
More on the way. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.